George?
So, you know, 1199 should answer for all time whether or not Taxotere is better than Taxol when you do a straight-up head-to-head comparison. The answer is it's not. We know that to a high degree of certainty in a very large, well-conducted trial. Now, that's perhaps not the same question as whether or not TAC is better than AC followed by T. The one way that, and I don't know that I believe this, but the one way that I could reason it biologically would be if Taxotere and cyclophosphamide were a synergistic combination, and that separating Taxotere from cyclophosphamide therefore lost that synergy. Synergy is a very slippery concept in the clinic, very, very hard to nail down, but that's the only biologic way I could explain it.
Mark?
So that question is being addressed by BCRG-005, and all the patients have been accrued, and the DSMB met, I understand, the last quarter of last year and recommended continuing follow-up, which suggests to me that it didn't reach any sort of pre-specified O'Brien-Fleming boundary for any difference between the arms yet.
Can you review the design of the study?
BCRG-005 is TAC versus AC followed by Taxotere every 3 weeks.